Welcome to Journey to Alignment, the podcast, where you come to learn about the journey it takes to fully lean into your purpose. I'm your host, Sam Harper, and founder of Sharper Advising. Together, we will learn about the beaten path and the methods it takes to be a trailblazer. Everyone's journey is different, and I want you to know that you're right on time and everything is falling into place. Your path doesn't have to look the same as anyone else's. When I'm rising, so are you. Let's get into it. Hey, you guys, welcome back. I'm so happy that you're here, as always. If this is your first time here, hi, thanks for coming. Thanks for stopping by. I wanted to share with you a pretty significant part of my journey that I recently talked about on my stories on Instagram. And what came of it was I booked this really amazing job with Winnebago RV doing modeling and styling for the entire shoot for a national campaign. And I was showing parts of the journey or parts of the story on my Instagram stories. And I was like, wait a second. I feel like there's so much popping off for me right now that people might perceive this as everything's just happening all at the same time and things are falling into my lap. And I want to give you the real story behind all of this because that is so far from what's actually happened. And I also mentioned in my stories, like, you guys haven't seen the full journey, like you weren't there during my winter season, so you didn't get to see all of the plant or all of the seeds that I've been planting and all of the grinding that it has taken to get me to this point. So I just want to share some of that because I think it will be hopefully inspiring for those of you who are following along with me and supporting me and encouraging me and seeing things happen for me. I want to be a beacon of hope that this can also happen for you, not something to look at and envy or be jealous of, but as a template and an equation to be like, okay, she did it and I can do it too. So I want to take you back a little bit of time. And where I started on my Instagram stories was I was packing up my bag for this photo shoot with all these clothes that I'm styling for. And I stumbled upon an old journal, which I have recently moved, and the fact that I had this journal and it wasn't in storage and it was in this bag that I was going to use is just the universe showing off and being like, let me remind you of where you were 2.5 years ago. So I open up the journal, and the first entry was from June 23rd, 2019. And I have like a little blurb here. I said, time to manifest something really amazing. And I drop down, and the first thing says is manifest being an executive coach for people with a lot of money. And at the time, I was already working as an executive coach, but my clientele wasn't as affluent. And that's the population that I really wanted to work with because of the influence that they have. And so I wanted to make sure that they were, you know, aligned and being good leaders, leadership development, so that their influence could trickle down. Anyway, I am now an executive coach to exactly that population of people. And that's amazing to be able to look back and see, like, wow, I really did call that in. And then the next thing on the list was personal styling high-end clients. And at the time, I was pretty heavy in my personal styling career. I've been a personal stylist for about 19 years. Going on and off, freelancing and working with a bunch of different people. So in 2019, I was still very much in the personal styling business and doing a lot of that. So I wanted to work with really high-end clients. And then the third one on here was modeling jobs that pay. And I had done a lot of modeling jobs that didn't pay. And I'll get to that part of the journey here in a second. But I want to just highlight here that when I found this journal, the very next day is when I was styling and modeling for Winnebago RV Company. What? And for a national campaign. Like, that is so crazy. And I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised because the universe doesn't miss and will show up for you if it is in alignment for you. But what happened was I needed to do some work on myself before those manifestations could come to fruition for me. And this is the part of the journey and the story that I really want to share with you guys, because this is what not everybody gets to see. It's the real behind the scenes and internal process that it takes to attract this type of manifestation into your life. So I had to do a lot, and I'm talking a lot, of inner work. I spent a good year and a half, 2 years, maybe even three, of doing really deep, dark shadow work, taking a huge pause in the momentum of my work, pivoting the way that I was doing work, understanding on a deeper level my spiritual gifts and how abundance works. I was, oh my gosh, I was in such a scarcity mindset. It was insane. But I grew up in a pretty traumatic way. So of course, my body and my nervous system and the way that I operated and thought about the world was from a scarcity mindset. Now it is not that way, thank goodness. But that came from a lot of work and like stifling through all of the triggers that would come up and the lack of self-worth and not thinking that I deserved things and just going like bare minimum. And I look back and I'm like, oh, poor baby. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that it took me so long to take care of you. And I'm talking about like the internal me, the little me, and not even like child me, but like 5 years ago me. And I'm just so happy that I took the time to do that. But so some things along the way that I had to do to put in my time was I had to do a ton of free work. And because I had to do a ton of free work to build my name, build the relationships, get that credibility behind me, at one point, I think I was working 5 different jobs. I'm not even kidding. I'm not exaggerating. There was 5 different things that were going on all at once. One of those being, I was selling toothpaste and Tanner. Yep, you heard that right. I was selling whitening toothpaste and Tanner. The reason why I even want to mention this was because it was something that I could do. It really saved me in the moment where I was doing it. It saved me because it brought me in just enough money to like pay for gas and pay for some things for my son Quinn for school. It was that extra like tiny bit of money that really got me through. But the reason why I was okay stepping into that and selling the toothpaste and the Tanner was because it still meant something for me. I still believed in, for one, I believed in the product. But two, it both of those came back to me being a cancer survivor. So Tanner, I had melanoma twice. And so Tanner, I've tried every single Tanner under the sun, by the way. And I was like, oh, this one's pretty good. I can sell this and like actually believe in the product. And it means something to me. It's more significant than just selling Tanner. And then the whitening toothpaste too, same thing. My third cancer, I had a very, very high probability that I was going to be permanently paralyzed on the left side of my face and I wouldn't be able to smile. And I feel like my smile is one of my best attributes of myself. And I still get to smile every single day. So I was really passionate about like, this is not just whitening toothpaste. Like this means more to me. So and I mention all that because if you are in a place where you have to do some sort of side hustle or a side gig or make some extra money, still do something that you're passionate about or that it means something to you, because that might be part of your story later on. And everything is aligned and has significance if you choose to be intentional about it. So that was one. And I did a ton of free photo shoots, just so that photographers, directors, creative directors, agencies could see that I was fun to work with, that I was flexible, that I was good at what I did, that I was good at taking direction, that I could bring really good energy to the set. And now I'm getting paid really great money for modeling jobs because I put in the work. And it's not always true that you're going to have to do free work. However, for me, it was really important that I build trusting relationships with people. And, you know, it's kind of part of it, to be honest with you. Like, whether you're doing it for free or for like very low payment, that's just part of it. And so rather than not doing something because it doesn't pay well, think of it as a mentorship or an internship or building a beautiful relationship. A lot of the things that I'm doing now are because of relationships that I started cultivating years ago. For instance, this Winnebago job, I built this relationship with the woman, her husband's the director. We met at a conference 2 years ago and we've kept in contact here and there, but we connected and we had a great time together and I showed up in like my full authentic self. And that's really important too. Like, be your full authentic self, let people see you, be vulnerable, be real. And people want to work with that. People love that. We all are seeking deep connection and authentic relationships. So just do it. Be that at all times. And so that's also like a big part of why and how and what types of jobs I get now, because I showed up as my authentic self years ago. Or I started cultivating beautiful relationships years ago. So it didn't just come overnight. These things have been planted and nurtured and taken care of for a really long time. And especially, I'm going to circle back to the inner work. Had I not taken time and gone through the pain and the unlearning and the unattachments and the deep dive into my soul, I know for a fact I would not be doing the amazing things that I'm doing now. I wouldn't have the opportunities that I have now. Life would just be at a halt, or there would be lots of blocks. I'd probably be blocking my own blessings. That happened a lot. Like, I can even reflect back to a few years ago when I knew things were on their way to me. Like, we'd have conversations, maybe even sign documents to get something rolling, and then all of a sudden it wouldn't take off. And it was because I was blocking my own damn self. So let this be a lesson to don't block your blessing, do the inner work, cultivate relationships, be authentic, do the things for free, but you're still passionate about, and it will turn out to be amazing later. So all of this to be being said, like, sit in the darkness for a little bit. It's going to be worth your time. I promise. I promise it's going to be worth your time. Not only are you going to develop a beautiful relationship with yourself and love yourself and understand your worth, but you'll be able to shine so much brighter on the other side. So don't be afraid to go into the wilderness, be in isolation for a little bit, do what you need to do, because the reward is so worth it. You are so worth it. Treat yourself here and take care of that inner part of yourself so that you can manifest and call into existence all of the things that are already on their way to you. Just don't prolong the landing of those blessings. You got me? All right. I love you guys. This is just a snippet of that part of the journey, but I wanted to give you the real and just let you know, like, these things didn't happen overnight. And it took a lot of intentional work. So do the work. I love you. You know how this goes. I rise, you rise, baby. Let's go. Thank you for listening to this episode of Journey to Alignment. Don't forget to share your favorite takeaways on Instagram and leave a 5-star review. Until next time, friends, I rise, you rise.